Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wolf Nation, Wolfpack TV. Today we're talking about Frog Candidate. It's about 11 p.m. Sorry, guys, had a lot of technical difficulties right now. They're actually calling us down right now. We're supposed to air on at 10:30. We've been having technical difficulties all day today with this damn Blog Talk Radio shit, so I apologize for the inconvenience for all our listeners out there. We got to keep going. Lone Wolf will join us shortly. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to talk about the presidential candidates. I mean, the question is, which candidate are you guys voting for? Is it Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? My vote would have been for Bernie Sanders. I felt like that he was the best person to be qualified for the position. You know, you can't beat free education. You know, so with that being said, you know, we gotta get the right people into the office, or else we're gonna have a really, really miserable time and a miserable lifestyle the next 4 years or 2 years, depending on how long y'all want to keep these guys in. I hear a lot of people voting for Trump, making America great again. Be prepared for a lot of riots happening, and you know, just a lot of different dumb things that are happening in the United States. You definitely don't want to be a part of that. I hear a lot of people say they're going to move to Canada and move to other countries to avoid the United States. We're going to have a lot of people moving foreign here pretty soon if Trump decides to get it, if he does win. Y'all already know how I feel about that stuff. I think it's already been determined who's going to be the president of the United States, and it looks like from what I see, you know, I know Hillary's up right now, so hopefully she stays up. I mean, you got to want somebody that's closer to Clinton. Maybe Clinton can coach Hillary, you know, since Bill Clinton's been in the president. Since he has been the president, he can actually give Hillary some pointers and, you know, help her, you know, run the United States of America. On the other hand of that, I don't really see Donald Trump really making a difference in society, you know, grabbing, you know, women by the crotch and saying, you got to do this and do that. I don't care if you're in the hospital. I don't care if you're sick. Go out and vote. What exactly are you going to do to make United States of America better if you was to be a president of the United States? Let's just be honest there. I don't really see that happening at all. anytime soon. Even if he was to be a even if he was to be president, I don't really see anything that he's talking about or doing gonna help us in the future. It's just gonna be a whole lot of rioting, a whole lot of chaos. You know, he's already, you know, the Hispanic is the majority. You know, so I just think that, you know, if Trump is just gonna cause a whole lot of chaos in the community, he's gonna cause division. I mean, just look at the African Americans that go to the Trump rallies and you know, you see it's just they're posting up memes and stuff on Facebook about him going to, you know, the black people going to his rallies and stuff like that. The Caucasian people are pushing the black people around, hitting them and doing all this other stuff. You don't want that as a representation of the United States. Everybody's watching, especially if it's on TV nationwide. So I don't really think that, you know, it's a good idea. Now, I don't know. I was told Bernie had dropped out. I don't know if he actually dropped out or if Hillary beat Bernie Sanders. I don't know. I'm at a loss for words, honestly. You know, it just doesn't look good for the United States if, you know, Trump gets in there. I'm a bastard shout out Trump. Never did like him. Never will like him. I don't care if he's giving free education, you know what I'm saying, or free healthcare, whatever he's trying to do, I'm not even down with it because his whole persona just reminds me that he's part of some KKK cult or whatever. And that damn debate that they was having the other day was just terribly missed, you know, stupid, miserable, ridiculous. So, you know, hopefully Hillary gets in there and does what she needs to do. I haven't really heard anything that, you know, doesn't really sound like that she, you know, is saying anything that she's going to help the United States in the future, free education or free health care, lower taxes. I don't hear nothing of that. I mean, they all say that to get in office and they just get lazy for the 2 years or the 4 years. So, I mean, first woman president, Hillary Clinton. So that would be my vote. I mean, in these kind of situations, you got to pick the lesser of the two evils, and I'm going with Hillary just because she comes from, you know, maybe Bill Clinton can, you know, coach her behind the scenes and you know, help her in the right direction somewhat. I really was pulling for Bernie Sanders. I mean, I'm watching his debate, his presidential election debate, and his rallies. Free education, unity, you know what I'm saying? He had a really big, you know, African-American people were voting for him. So I think he would have made a big difference, especially going against that idiot Trump. You know, it's just a lot of things, you know. I still think Al Gore should have been president at least for 2 years. He got screwed by George Bush in 2001. You know, for him to be president, or I don't know if it was 2001 to 2000. My years could be off. So, you know, just make sure you guys go out and vote on election day, which I believe is the 4th. I could be off on that also. I need to get my facts together. Sorry, guys, it's been late. It's been a long day, so bear with me today. You know, we're just going to continue to keep going with this realness, man, and this fraud stuff that's been happening in the world, and nobody is seeing what's really going on out there. The division is real, guys. The memes is ridiculous on Facebook. Nothing but negativity on Facebook when it comes to these presidential candidates. We bring up negativity about Hillary Clinton getting troops killed and getting black people killed and stuff like that. Well, I mean, if you pull up some dirt on Trump, I'm pretty sure you're going to find some stuff too. Did you guys not know that his great-grandparents were part of KKK? Did y'all not know his parents come from a racist background? So guess what that means? You know what I'm saying? He was raised to hate black people and Hispanics. Why else would he, you know, enforce borders around, you know, Mexico, close them up and build walls? Yeah, that's going to have to take money. And guess what? Taxes will be raised up just to get that border and those walls up. That's going to be too much money, man. We're going to be all on the streets holding up signs here pretty soon if Trump decides to get in the office. My best best advice at that point when he gets in the office is take your ass to Canada and go sit down somewhere or go foreign, out the country completely. So, and it seems like that's where it's headed. I really don't want to see Trump get in the office, like I keep saying. I know I keep saying that over and over again. You know, it's just one of those things, man. You got to pick less of the two evils in both of those situations. I really wish somebody that's not non-Republican, is independent would come and you know, run also. You know, that would take the votes away from, you know what I'm saying, Trump also. But we're going to be doomed, guys. And I wish Barack can come run for another 2 years until we get somebody that's intelligent and that knows exactly what they're doing. But we're going to be in some trouble, guys. A lot of rioting, a lot of division. It's already getting worse out here. I haven't really been seeing any cops killing black people lately. I guess they've been putting a block on it on Facebook. You know, haven't really been watching the news because the media is so far-sighted. It's ridiculous. They only put what they want you to see on there and what's going on in the community to make it's just really depressing. So I try to stay away from the negativity that's going on. But, I mean, hopefully these votes do count when we go and vote. We're not just wasting our time. And make sure when you put in a vote, you actually believe in your heart that these guys can make a difference out here in the United States, because we have a lot of false prophets. We have a lot of false leaders in this world that don't know exactly what they're doing. And it needs to be, it's time for a change, like Barack said, and he did his thing. And I was actually against Barack. I wanted Hillary to be in there because I was thinking, you know, Bill Clinton, but he's actually proved me wrong. And I apologize for doubting him, but that's where my mind was at. You know what I'm saying? Because I was so used to the Bill Clinton era with the gas prices and, you know what I'm saying, the peace treaties and stuff like that. I thought that was a good move. So I felt like if Hillary would have got in there, she could have did the same thing if they had Bill Clinton, you know, coaching her and showing her the way to go and showing what to expect and what not to do and stuff like that. So, you know, I will be voting, guys. And I, like I said, I really, really, really want you guys to get out there and vote and do what you need to do to make this country better. Even if you guys raise money to do your own election and have your own rally, I mean, go right ahead. You know what I'm saying? I think that would be a lot, you'll probably be a lot better off than a person that's grabbing women, you know, by the crotch and, you know what I'm saying, who wants to, come on, man, that's ridiculous. On national TV, you're doing that, kissing your daughter in the mouth and all that crap. Come on. Your daughter didn't even want to kiss you. She moved away. That's just how, that just goes to show you how fraud you are, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, moving on, that was really what I had to say about that. Enough about that. Let's just talk about real quick about just hostility as a unit, whether it be family members, workplace, and how to deal with that stuff. It's kind of hard to ignore those kind of situations if they can continually to present themselves as negative. And, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, I don't really understand why it is. Why do people hate? I don't get it. I really don't. You know, I'm actually dealing with personal issues at my job and personal issues at you know, still family. Go back and listen to Hollywood and Havoc Part 1. You know what I'm saying, with the fraud businesses and the fraud family last year, you know what I'm saying, still doing the same thing. You know, I haven't really talked to my family. It's been a whole 7 years. It'll be close to a decade. I ain't really talked to them. Haven't went down there Thanksgiving or Christmas. So, you know, I try to stay away from the negativity. And, guys, if you're experiencing any negativity around you, get away from that. Find something that you like to do. Do it and ignore it. You got a video game? Play that shit. You know what I'm saying? You like driving and smoking your cigarettes, Phillies, whatever, do that. You want to go bowling by yourself. It's important to have vacations and do what you need to do that you like to do. You know what I'm saying? Whether anything, have time for yourself. A lot of us work these jobs and get tired and don't really have, you know, time for ourselves. and time for other things to do. You know, we have kids and other families and other things to tend to in our life. You know, if you want to go and try, if you feel like you're not getting anywhere, man, try school or try going to learning a trade so you can work for yourself. You know, put your energy